In the Cathedral of Pines, under a canopy of old-growth forest, all you can hear is the wind and the birds. For Andrea Schneider of Racine and Josh Kultgen of Waukesha, it's reason enough for the trip.
To escape the city life and reality for a little while, turn off our phones and walk through the forest where it's quiet.
Get up to the point where our phones are no longer useful. We have to rely on maps.
This remote area in the Nicolet National Forest is a trip back to the Wisconsin that existed before loggers cut down the ancient pinery.
There's over 1 million acres of forest here at Nicolet, and we're only up here 3 days. I wonder how much we can actually see.
They say a squirrel used to be able to go from the east coast to the west coast without ever touching the ground, just in the treetops.
In the early 1900s, Lucy Ramsey Holt pleaded with her husband, a lumberman, to spare this spiritual place, a place that reminded her of a cathedral.
This way.
That's what it looked like on the map.
As Andrea Schneider and Josh Kultgen walk its winding trails, they can hear the great blue heron rookery before they can see it. The heron nests are at the very top of the pine canopy, more than 100 feet in the air.
When we're sitting in the city, there's not a whole lot of nature around.
You remember to slow down and look at things along the way and just enjoy where you are in the moment.
A moment that seems lost in time. At the Cathedral of Pines off Highway 32 in Oquato County, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.